Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome all of you here to our service on this third Sunday of Easter, and we're so glad that you're with us today, and we want to welcome every one of you. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us in worship today as we experience God's presence and learn from God's Word, and a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about what do we do when our dreams have been shattered. And we're going to be talking a little bit about dreaming again. And we want to welcome all those that may be listening online later this week. And we're glad that you've tuned in to be a part of our service too. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father.
Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Now is the time to sing the good news of God.
Who awaits us with dawn's embrace, who surrounds us with joy and light.
Now is the time to offer praise to God. Now is the time to join all creation in extolling God, from the depths of the sea to the farthest galaxies.
We will sing the good news of Easter. We will rejoice in God who loves us.
Well, let's join together this morning and do that. You can either turn in your hymn book to hymn number 51, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be singing three verses of Crown Him with Many Crowns. Together there for our opening prayer this morning in the bulletin. Risen One, fill us with boldness and fresh hope as you did for your first followers. Strengthen us to proclaim your risen life and fill us with your peace to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And you may be seated. And if you'd like to follow along in the hymn book, it's hymn number 553, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. And again, we're doing three verses.
Mm-hmm.
Invite our kids to come forward if they would make their way down. Come on. How's everybody doing? Good. Got a couple more coming. Come on. Dreams about something that we might want to do when we get older.
You know, it could be softball player, could be like a nurse, could be a doctor, could be a veterinarian, it could be a construction worker, it could be still a farmer. We might want to continue in the line with maybe some of our family, being a farmer or maybe a firefighter. You know, I know you have some of your family. You got on your side with the Fletcher Fire Department there. Yes. So all of those things are dreams, and so we continue to dream. And sometimes our dreams change, like I said. But sometimes, though, we might feel like something's not going to work out. And we're like, oh no, but I wanted to do that. What am I going to do now? And it's like our dream is shattered, so to speak. But God continues to give us dreams. And maybe a door closes in one time, in one area, but maybe another door opens. And you might do something you never thought you might do. But when you start to do that, you realize, I love this. And that's because God put that dream in your heart. And so today, we're going to be talking about Peter, the story of Peter. I don't know if you remember the story, but when Jesus was crucified, just before he was crucified, Peter, when people said, hey, you're that guy that was following Jesus around. Oh, no, that wasn't me. And Peter did that three times. And guess what? He felt sad after he did that. Because he was following Jesus, but he was scared. And sometimes when those kind of things happen, we become scared and we're not sure. And we become kind of closed off. And we're not sure if we want to try to do something again. But we're going to find out in the adults reading this morning that Jesus came along after he was raised from the dead and he said, Peter, I want you to go feed my lambs. Now, was he talking about out in the barn? No, he wasn't talking about out in the barn. He was talking about in my church. I want you to feed my people. I want you to care for them. I want you to love them and tell them about me. And that's what Jesus did for him when he felt so sad about denying him. And it lets us know that sometimes when our dreams kind of go south, Jesus has another dream for us. And we always got to be open to whatever Jesus' dream is for us. We never know. I had no idea I was going to be a pastor one day. You know what I wanted to be? I wanted to be a veterinarian. That's what I wanted to be. In fact, at one time, I was talking to my cousin's husband who just got into vet school at Ohio State and asked him all kinds of questions and everything I needed to do to try to get into vet school. And then something changed. God changed it. And now I'm a pastor. So you never know what can happen. Okay, you guys can go on downstairs this morning.
And we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern this morning that you would like to share before we go to prayer this morning. So somebody this morning, yes.
We need to probably remember the family of Shirley Gillen. She passed away.
Okay. Yes, somebody was talking to me about that before the service this morning. And so we want to remember the Gillen family. And all those that's listed there, I think we've got several, so whoever wants to go first.
And I have one concern, and that's Jason Snook from Troy has open heart surgery. But I have two great joys. 13 of us went to Disney Monday, and we took $154 for the Poppleman boy that had been shot in Esther Newham. And the other joy was Lindsay Yates graduates from Waterline today and from her internship.
Oh, congratulations. We were just talking in one of our last council meetings. We said there was nobody from high school, but I never even thought about for college. So, yeah, if they're here next Sunday, please remind me, and we'll give some congratulations and honor there. So, yes. So thank you for sharing those. Carol, you had your hand up.
Unspoken
this morning. Ready? Someone else. Joy is a concern. Yeah. Okay. And we know the Lord knows what those unspoken needs are. Someone else this morning. Yes, it is. Yes. Some of you missed her because she was here at the sunrise service, but not the regular Easter service. So, but it was. That was the first time we got to see her. So, yes. Someone else. Anyone else this morning?
Bob Brandenburg. It's unspoken, but it's medically related.
Okay. So we want to remember Bob this morning, unspoken medical. And we know the Lord knows that. Did I see another hand? Yeah.
Dick Comer is going to have his knee replaced tomorrow.
Okay.
And welcome back, Richard and Judy.
Yes. Yes, it is. We saw them. Oh, they popped in. When was that? Just before Easter? We got to see you. And we are. It's always good to see them. So, and they. Someone else? Anybody else? Unspoken, okay. Yep, we know the Lord knows those. Anybody else this morning? All right, so we have a few there. We want to continue praying for Bill. I saw Bill this week doing so much better than what he was doing. He's still at Piqua Manor. We'll be there until probably the physical therapist decide to let him go or however that all works out. And continue to pray for strength for him. We want to continue lifting up Bonnie as we've done. As she's also on our monthly, but as she's going through the chemo pill treatments and praying for healing up in there. And Robin Ellis is a friend of Nancy Macy's. And she has, I think it's diverticulitis, yes. And so we want to remember Robin in our prayers. Sometimes when people first, just before they find out about that, or when they first find out about that, it's very painful. I know a friend of ours had that, and until they get on that diet the correct way, and can be pretty painful. So we want to remember. And Bev, we were praying for you for a few Sundays there. Been having some tingling thing there. And we just want to continue lifting up her and asking for God's touch for her. And I think I got all of them then. So, as we go to prayer, I'll give you a chance there to quietly pray as Carla plays this morning. And then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we just want to thank you today for the beautiful weather that we've had this past week. We're thankful for the farmers that were able to get out, and many of them began planting and getting the crops into the field. We're thankful for the rain that we received, and we're also thankful for the continued warm weather we're going to have coming up, and hopefully many of them will be able to get back into the fields, and some for the first time. Continue to watch over them and keep them safe during the planting season. And Lord, we are just so thankful for your hand upon us, your blessings in our lives. And we think about those that have been mentioned today that are in need of your touch. Lord, we think of Jason, who went through this open heart surgery, God, that you will just continue to bring healing and guidance there. We lift up Bob to you with his unspoken medical need there, God. We know that you're able to work there and extend your hand of grace and healing. We lift up Dick, who's going in for knee replacement, God, that you'll just be with him and strengthen him and guide through all of that. We lift up Robin, Lord, and we just ask for your healing touch and grace and strength for her as she learns to change her diet and go in a different direction there. We continue to pray for Bev, God, for your peace, for your strength for her, for your touch today. For Bonnie, Lord, as she's going through the treatments, we ask that your continued healing touch in her body and throughout her body, Lord, that you will bring healing and wholeness there. Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs that were mentioned today. Lord, we just ask for all three of those, Lord, you know, and maybe others, those that might have been in the service today that couldn't mention something, but something weighing heavy on their heart today. I just ask that you would minister and bring your grace and peace there and your touch today. We continue to pray for Bill, Lord, asking for continued strength for him and helping him with his balance and other areas there in the weeks to come, Lord, and that you'll work all of that out. And we're grateful today for that. And then, Lord, we lift up the Gillen family, Lord, with the loss of this loved one. We just pray for your grace, your peace, and your comfort today. And we thank you for that. And, Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of our service today. As we break the bread of your word, may you just speak to us and encourage us and strengthen us and challenge us to be your people, a people that are always dreaming to be what you want us to be in life. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we continue to pray for Ukraine. We continue to pray for peace there and a way of working that out. We continue to pray for those that have lost so many loved ones. We're thinking about even on both sides of the situation. Lord, we pray for your comfort and your grace and use your followers to be a blessing in the midst of all of that and to share the love of Jesus in spite of what is happening and be an encouragement. So we thank you for that today. And we continue to pray for peace around our world, Lord, in places where strife and war and fighting and exploitation and so many things are happening, God, that you will make a peaceful way and a grace-filled way and a different way of living for people. And that can only come as they understand who Jesus is and what he means. So we ask for your drawing of your Holy Spirit to work in leaders' lives and in people's lives and in people's places of homes and businesses and so forth. And we thank you for those things today. Continue to lift up our own leaders in our own country today, our national leaders, our state leaders, our local leaders, community leaders, Lord. Continue to guide and give wisdom and guidance through all the things that we face in our world today. And we thank you for all of these things as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer this morning. I know it makes a difference in people's lives when we help to stand in the gap. Well, thank you so much as we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you for your faithfulness and continued support of the work of the ministry of our church here and its continued blessing into our community and around the world through our missions giving and outreaches in various ways. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Together, therefore, our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. O God, use these gifts to bring life, love, and hope for this world that you love. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from John this morning. John chapter 21, which is our lectionary reading for today, one of them. And we're going to be reading verses 1 through 17. I hope you can see a little bit there. Sometimes when the light comes in from through the stained glass, it's a little hard to see. John chapter 21. Later, Jesus himself appeared again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. This is how it happened. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Canaan in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other disciples were together. Simon Peter told them, "I'm going fishing." They said, "Well, we'll go with you." They set out in a boat, but throughout the night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't realize it was Jesus. Jesus called out to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." He said, "Cast your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they did, and there were so many fish that they couldn't haul in the net. Then the disciple, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he wrapped his coat around himself, for he was naked, and jumped into the water. The other disciple followed in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they weren't far from the shore, only about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you just caught." Simon Peter got up and pulled the net to shore. It was full of large fish, 153 of them. Yet the net hadn't torn, even with so many fish. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples could bring themselves to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they finished eating, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus asked him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep." He asked a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was sad that Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" He replied, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be pleasing in God's sight this morning, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a signal man for the railroad, local railroad, was asked to meet the inspector at the signal box. The inspector decided to give the signal man a test. He asked him, "What would you do if you realized two trains were heading towards each other on the same track?" The signal man said, "I would switch one train to another track." "Well, what would you do if the lever broke?" asked the inspector. "Then I'd run down to the tracks and use the lever down there further," he answered. "Well, what if you had been struck by lightning?" challenged the instructor. "Then," he said, "I'd run back up here and use the phone to call the next signal box." "What if the phone was busy?" "In that case," the signal man said, "I'd run to street level and use the public phone near the station." "Well, what if that had been vandalized?" replied the signalman, "in that case, I would run into town and get my Uncle Leo." This puzzled the inspector. So he asked, "Well, why would you go and get your Uncle Leo?" "Well, because Uncle Leo has never seen a train crash." I don't know if his questioning was getting annoying to you or not, but. I want to talk to us this morning about dream again. Hope, joy, expectation. I think for most of us, that's how all dreams start. Maybe you can remember back when you were getting ready to graduate from high school. Or maybe in the last few years you just graduated from high school and maybe you're in college now, or maybe you graduated a few years ago from college and you're in your dream job. I don't know what that all may be, but hope, joy, and expectation, those are usually the feelings. I remember back when I was feeling that way and excited about what I was going to be due. Or do for, well, at least I hope, for the rest of my life. And I have been so far. And Peter was excited for what Jesus was bringing. They all were. Something different. And that's why they followed him, because he was changing their lives and bringing excitement, and the kingdom of God was at hand and things were happening. They witnessed miracles and saw healings and followed his teachings. And then Peter's world collapsed. He wound up brokenhearted and soul sick. His dream was shattered. If you've ever had a time when your fondest hopes were smashed or your most cherished dreams were dashed, you can probably relate to Peter this morning when he was at the lowest point of his life. But as the old saying goes, it isn't over till it's over. Peter had been crushed when Judas handed Jesus over to the Roman authorities. When Jesus was tried and sentenced to be crucified. And when the girl, young girl at the cook out there at a community fire in the local area there close to where the trial was taking place, and Peter was trying to find out what was happening, and one of the young girls that spotted Peter said, "Hey, you were one of those followers of Jesus, weren't you?" Peter, in a moment of anxiety probably, in a moment of fearfulness, I think we've all been there before. No. I have no idea. I don't have anything to do with that Jesus. And we're told that Peter did that several more times. And then we find out from one of the readings that he went away sad because of what had happened. But it isn't over till it's over. Peter would rise from the ashes of his devastation, his denial. There's healing for shattered dreams, I believe, we can see from this story of Peter. For you and me, sometimes we go through life. We face things that devastate us. We face things that bring us down. We hear something about our children or our grandchildren or whatever it may involve that gets us down, and we're discouraged and we're not sure if things are going to turn around. But the road to dreaming again has a path. And I just want to share a little bit as I was looking at this week and thinking about it and looking at Peter and what we see in this story that we read this morning. There's some steps, I think, that helped him along that path. And I hope maybe they'll help us, because in a few occasions in my own life when I face some downheartedness, some of these same things come through there. First thing I want you to see there is take a break. Take a break. The most natural thing to do when our dreams are shattered is to go back to the familiar. Sorry, I guess I realized I didn't get the PowerPoint set up correctly this morning. But that's all right. Why? Well, because the most obvious thing from our reading this morning is Peter did what he always did. He went back to fishing. He went back to fishing. And that's where he ended up. And sometimes when we face shattered dreams in our own life, guess what we want to do? We want to go back to what is familiar and comfortable and continue in that manner, because we're not afraid. We're not scared. We're not having to step out, because it's easy and it's comfortable. It's easy sometimes. And you know, it's funny, because when I think back to when I was young, stepping out was a lot easier. But as I've gotten older, it's more easy just to be comfortable and stay the same. But God never stops calling us. Think about Abraham, when God called Abraham in his 90s. Think about Noah, when God called Noah when he was older. Think about Moses when he was older and God called him. God calls us, and it doesn't have to just be when we're coming out of high school and God calls us. We can even be older and retired. How many times have I met people pastoring that when they retired, God called them to do something? Now, that didn't mean that God called them to be a pastor, although I've met pastors that I'm familiar with that are my colleagues in the UCC, that's exactly what God did. One of my best friends in Sonka was Russ Kimmerly. He passed away and went to be with the Lord here in the last year. He had been battling cancer for quite a few years there, but he was pretty much already retired. But he worked for the federal government for 35 years. He retired, and the last 20 years of his life, he pastored. And when I came in to this church, he was one of the first guys I met in Sonka, which is our association, Southwest Ohio, Northern Kentucky Association. He pastored down in Cincinnati. He took me under his wing, so to speak. He helped me and encouraged me. And we talked, and he was such a blessing in my life. You know what he did 2 weeks before he passed away? He called me and he said, "Jason, I got some Bible commentaries that I don't know what to do with. Do you want them?" And I'm like, "Sure, I'll take them." So I went down. We met down in Cincinnati and we ate at, not Tim Hortons. What's the other one? I can't remember the name of it. No. Anyways, Panera. Thank you. So I think somebody said it. We met at Panera and we ate and we talked. And I could see then, I thought, "Oh Lord," as soon as I saw him when he walked in, I thought, "Oh Lord, he doesn't look good." But he was asking me about what was going on, what was happening with the church. And then in his dry Scandinavian humor, he would just share things that would just make me laugh. And he was an encouragement to me in those times. And God has a way of bringing people into our lives to be a blessing. He was an example that God called somebody late in life that God used. And it could be true for each of us. Some of you have been doing that here recently, where you've been stepping out and doing things. You're retired from what you did in life, and now you're doing things in the church and different things. And the point is this. Christ meets us where we are. And I'm all messed up on my thing. I apologize about that. So forget that for a moment and think about what I'm saying now. I'm sorry. Everybody's going to be way off this morning. Christ meets us where we are. I'm about ready to just shut off the PowerPoint. In fact, I'm thinking about it. And because everybody's going to be looking at that and not listening to what I'm talking about. Christ meets us where we are. Where are you at right now? What are you doing with what God has called on your life? Doesn't matter where you're at, how old you are, how young you are. God uses us and meets us where we are. And when sometimes our dreams seem like they're shattered or something didn't turn out the way we wanted it to, God still continues to birth new dreams in our life. And that brings me to my second point here, and that is recognizing the risen Lord anew. Sometimes, and I've seen this happen in my own life, and it happens in a variety of ways, that when dreams are shattered, sometimes we have to have a fresh encounter with the Lord along the way. Somewhere, whether it's in a church service or whether it's someone else or in a Bible study or at a concert or whatever it may be, where something happens that we in that moment know that God is encouraging us and reassuring us that this isn't the end, that there is more, and that we're out of shattered dreams can come new dreams. So when our dreams have been shattered, it's hard to see Jesus through our pain. I don't know if you've ever experienced something like that. I know one time I did, where I thought everything was shattered and I didn't know what was going to come out of the whole thing. I felt ashamed and I wanted to hide and all of that. And then God brought me through that with an encounter and a new call on my life. And it reminds us that Christ is present in our lives, no matter what is happening, when it is most difficult to notice him. Peter couldn't see him. Mary, remember the story in the garden? She was talking to him. He was right in front of her, the person she followed. And in that moment, because she was so sad with grief, she didn't even know Jesus was in front of her until he said her name, Mary. And then she knew. And her grief gave way to joy. And that's why it's so important that we have those encounters with Christ. Because sometimes when we're going through the most darkest hour, it's hard to see God in those situations. And then the third thing, it's obvious, start again. Start again. Christ will not let us stay where we are. That's the interesting thing about Jesus. You know, there's been a few times, and I'm not talking about an earth-shattering time. I'm just talking about a low point in my life, maybe when I was struggling in ministry and I was sad by things going on, and I was just struggling. And sometimes you just want to stay there for a little while. I don't know, have you ever fallen into a pity party and just wanted to stay there for a while in your life? I've been there, and I faced pity parties and wanted to stay there for a while. But the thing about following Jesus is he won't let us stay in the pity parties. He won't let us stay there he will only allow us to stay there for so long. And then he will invite us to come out of that and bring us out of that. And the point is looking at Peter's life, you can't fish forever, Peter. You can't fish forever. You cannot stay out here on this boat forever. Jesus said, come on over here, guys. Let's have some breakfast. Let's talk a little bit. And then Jesus challenged Peter. And Jesus will challenge us to step out and dream again. Peter, do you love me? Stephen, do you love me? Roger, do you love me? He speaks to us. And he says, feed my sheep. In other words, don't stop there. Now, for us, it may not be feed my sheep. But for Peter, it was in that moment. And he may say something different to each of us. I don't know if anybody reads Chicken Soup for some of those books. I'm not a big reader of those, but I ran across this story. One of my friend had shared it with me a while ago, and I had it, and I found it. This was in the Chicken Soup for the Nature Lover's Soul. Ferris Robinson was stressed out, and his son Robbie sensed his frustration. So his son said, come on, Dad, let's go fishing. Let's get in our paddle boat, and let's go fishing. So reluctantly, Dad decided, okay, I'll go along, even though he could only think of everything he needed to do. So they paddled out in the middle of the lake, and his dad scanned the lake for a prime spot, and they found one. He noticed a blue heron standing on a log over there, so they headed over that way. And the bird sensed them and took off right away, but they found that spot right there. And Robbie said, Dad, do you hear the crickets? And Dad was suddenly aware that they were surrounded by crickets. He realized that he had not been listening to such sounds since he was so overwhelmed and stressed out and obsessed with what he was facing at work. Being more sensitive, all of a sudden, he began to hear the bullfrogs. And then he heard a dove cooing. And then he heard the fish splashing. And they began to cast their reels out. And slowly, you could hear the squeak in the reel as they reeled in. Robbie said, "Just wait a minute. In a little while, the trees and sunset will reflect off the water. And it will be so beautiful, Dad. Just wait. Do you remember?" "I will wait," said Father. Then he thought about what he would have missed if he wouldn't have gone out with his son that day on the lake. His son that saw a need in his dad's life and reached out to his dad. You know, we can't dream again until we open ourselves to the presence of Jesus anew. And just like the father had to open himself to what he had been missing all around him and enjoy it because he was so stressed out about everything, I think all of us have been there in life. We've been stressed out. We've been facing hardships. We've been thinking about everything we had to do, and we missed out on what was right in front of us. I know I have at times. And a beginning for dreaming again always begins by praying, "Lord, help me to see you now, here, in the midst of my difficulty. And when it's time, help me to start again." And that's how we dream again. We take a little break. We look back to the Lord and get a fresh vision of him, and we start again. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a moment or so and greet one another, and then we'll close out with our little chorus, I live, because he is risen. So take a moment to say hi to a few people. As far as the way it wants us to be sung. So pretty much we're going to be following along up here this morning. Okay. I live, because he is risen. I live with power over sin. I live, because like that. It's probably been a couple years since we've sung it, but it's got a great confession to it. Well, let's join together there for our benediction. Go now in the strength of the one who loves us.
May God's grace shine upon us.
May the worship of heaven surround us and the joy of the risen one overflow in us. Amen. Amen.